And it is John Gibbons. And we continue our journey of trying to find out a little bit more about the man who looks set to become the next Liverpool FC manager, Andoni Areola, the man who I'm sure will help me with the pronunciation first of all, is an old friend of ours, Guillaume Balague. Guillaume, thanks for coming back on the Anfield Wrap.
Hello, John. Yeah, I haven't been for a while.
I know, it has been a while, but it is nice to see you. But it's been a while since Liverpool have had a Spanish head coach, of course, but one coming back, and one you know well as well. You've interviewed him, and I'm sure followed his career for a while too.
Yeah, Andoni Areola, it's one of those players that you think, oh, he'll be a coach, because he did a lot with the little that he had, if you know what I mean. He wasn't the most skillful of players, but he was committed. He was a right back with a lot of interest in going forward. He was an international, broke records with Athletic Club and so on. But what I didn't realize is the kind of manager that he was going to be, and also his outlook into management. So he's got this idea that he's only going to be around for a bit. Doesn't want to be like, you know, a guy that still managing in his 60s. And now in his mid-40s, you can see, you look back, and his career has had certain logic to it. So when he went to Cyprus, because his agent has got good contacts there, and I think he started on the early qualifiers of the Europa League with Lacarna, and that allowed him to mix with in a different football atmosphere, with players from all over the world, with different demands that have to do with everything from how the referees referee to the heat to the pitches, all of that. So as an experience, it was good. Won the Super Cup there, and then he was sacked. And then when he goes to Mirandés, he was a small club with the ambition to stay in the second division. They'd just been promoted. And he completed the target. Then once he actually got Mirandés to the semi-finals of the Cup, and further up in the table, Rayo, which is a more established club with the ambition to go into the first division, is the one that knocks the door. And then he goes like, yeah. So that's another step forward, takes Rayo up.